Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
How's it going? الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. That is all unqualified praise is due to Allah, and after that all unqualified praise is due to Allah. All unqualified praise is due to Allah who created the human being in the most excellent mold. وبعث نبيين مباشرين ومنذرين, and raised up from among them messengers as bringers of good news and as warners. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. I bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment. There is no deity, no object of worship except Allah. له الملك. His is the kingdom. له الحمد. To him is due all unqualified praise. بيده الخير. In his hand is all good. وهو على كل شيء قدير. And he has power over all things. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. And we bear open and sound testimony that our leader Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is his slave servant and his last and final prophet. We say, Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barak ala sayyidin Muhammad. Send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad wa ala alihi, and upon his family wa sahbihi, and upon his companions ajma'in. Wa ya ayyuha al-muslimun, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa jumu'ah mubarak. Amma ba'da, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله صدق الله العظيم. This is the first half of the 34th ayah of Surah An-Nisa, the chapter entitled The Women, Chapter 4. An expression of this is: men are those who fulfill their responsibilities to establish women by recognizing the favors of Allah by which He obligates them to the other and by what they spend for them from their wealth. So the righteous women are devoutly obedient, guarding in the absence what Allah would have them guard. And we say, Sadaqallah al-Azim, Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. Thawban radiallahu anhu, one of the companions in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He said, when the verses were revealed that included, and this is the 34th verse, a portion of the 34th verse of the ninth surah, of the ninth chapter, I believe that chapter is entitled The Immunity, I believe, or The Hypocrites, either way. But 34, and in the verse it says, and those who hoard gold and silver, it was a rebuke on the people who hoarded gold and silver, okay? So Thawban radiallahu anhu, he said, some of the companions began to say, or they said, after hearing that verse, they said, this was revealed about gold and silver. If only it had revealed so that we may know which wealth is best to take. And it says that the Prophet then said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the best wealth is a tongue that remembers Allah, a grateful heart, and a believing wife to help him in his faith. In another narration, the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he included, this report includes, and a believing wife to help one of you in matters of the hereafter. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is, it's a continuation, but we're going to split it at this time. What do you mean split? Okay, we've been talking about the man with seven sections. We've been talking both, actually, seven Fridays and seven Saturdays, because we extend the conversation on Universal Dimension Leadership on Saturday mornings. So we had to shut off the man side of it, or we just keep going on and on and on. Okay. Now it's time to talk about the woman. And so today is manhood, masculinity, and the woman, part one. And I don't know how many parts we'll all know when it's done. Okay, so we ended, so when we finished speaking about the man, this also applies to the woman, to understand the nature of what we call abstract. To understand the nature of what's meant when we say abstract. And simple definition is, the abstract, an abstract of something is a low-resolution model of it. You remember we talked about a house. If you ask a second-grade child to draw a picture of a house, what are they going to do? They're going to put up walls, they're going to put a roof, they're going to put a door on it. That's basic. And for all intents and purposes, it's an icon, a symbol, an abstraction of a house, meaning that these are the essential things that make a house, walls, roof, and a door. You got walls, roof, and you got a house. But that's an abstract house, meaning that it's accurate, but it's not detailed. It's accurate, it's not, you know, you don't have bathroom, living room, bedroom, kitchen, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but if you show it to whoever, basically anywhere in the world, is this a house? And they're going to say, yes. Understanding that you're just saying that, does this look like, and would it be right to call this a house? They're going to say, yes. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that for us. Allah reveals compact, and that's really putting it light. But it is. It's compact. All the information is in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but we have to unpack it, because there's much more to it than meets the eye, as we say. And that's the brief time, I'll have to call it, that we spent speaking about man in relationship to this verse, to show that what Allah is telling us in this الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. That is Allah's statement about what is a man. But that's the abstract man. But what that means is that that's the basic man, and that is man by nature and man by God's definition. Man by God's definition is what he said. قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضْلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Stop. God said, what is man? Man is the one who establishes the women. Man is the one who sets the woman up. the man accepts his responsibility towards women. That's what a man does. That's the abstract man. So now if that house, for example, you ask the second grader, draw a house, but then they don't put a door on it, you know, something's missing. You could still say, you still could probably get a house out of it. But if you don't have a roof on it, that's pretty much not a house, right? Okay. So the point is that there's some fundamental things that got to be in place in order for that thing to be abstractly what it portends to be. And since Allah says that men are qawwamuna ala nisa, God is saying that a man accepts his responsibility for women. So what does that mean? If you find a male not accepting the responsibility for women, then the manhood is in question. Because the woman is the means by which you actually evolve to the man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you to be. All right? Now remember, abstract is accurate, but not detailed, right? So it's like, when we start talking about this, man, you need to get the details on my woman, man. It's like, I hear you, but, you know. So, I mean, you know, I got to put a little humor in it. And I also said, talking to myself that was riding with me when I came to the masjid, said, okay, look, you got to tell the people, look, I'm not here to point fingers. I'm here to lay out, this is what God said, and this is what God's definition is. So it's literally to just read out what God is saying. All right, what it means then is that the abstract man, the fundamental man, the accurate man, even without the detail, is a man that accepts responsibilities for women. We said a long time ago, without going back over those seven parts before, it doesn't mean that you have to have a wife in order to be a man. You're going to go further. You're going to go further as a man towards what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended for you to be with a woman that you call your wife. But you can take care of your auntie. You can take care of your grandmother. You can take care of your mother. You can take care of your niece. Some woman got to be able to say, I can depend on him. Now, if you don't have no witnesses to say, man, my uncle ain't never done squatty squat for me. And mama say he's suspect too, right? So it's like the witness, the case for impeachment of your manhood is getting deeper. Okay, I mean, if I laugh, it don't mean it's not serious, but you gotta get a little humor out of it. Any case. So here's a critical point that I want to make for us here. Abstract man. If you understand what I mean, and it's probably, inshallah, this may be the last time I say it. Maybe, in this definitive way. Abstract man. When we say that, it means the man that Allah is talking about when he revealed this. Ar-rijala qawwamuna al-nisa. God is saying, that's my man. That's what he's saying. My man. Now, you can be Oprah's man, or you can be, you know, CBS's man, or BET's man, or whoever else's man. This is Allah's man. So if the issue is to become Allah's man, then the first thing you have to achieve is the abstract definition or the abstract properties that he states clearly in the Quran. First, you got to be responsible for women. You have to use the grace that I have graced you with, Allah. You have to use what I have graced you with for the benefit and the establishment of the woman. And God gives a detail. One of the critical first responsibilities, spend your wealth on her. It didn't say you got to spend all your wealth on her. Now, I know you're going to find a sister that will give you that text here. So Allah says, spend your wealth on her. Give me all that. You ain't no man. No. You just tell the sister, you need some details. In any case, but those are the two. Those are the roof, the walls, and the door of the abstract house for God's man. You got to be responsible for women. You have to seek to establish women. And you have to spend your wealth on them. And we emphasize that it's not just the money. You got to spend time. Come on now, I've been married 47 years. Somebody told me that this is Happy Marriage Week. I mean, you know, everything online is true, right? So it's good, you know. So in terms of the reality of marriage, is one of the statements, because I passed it on from another imam in Kansas City, Suleiman Jr. So he said, you know, copy and paste is sin and all. If you agree with it, so on. And so I did that. Inside of his, what he had posted, it said, this is happy family, happy marriage week. So he has pictures of himself and Antoinette and beautiful couple, et cetera. And I, with the sentiment expressed in the post, I said, well, I'm with that. That's good. Okay, pass it on. But one of the things it mentions is that, look, if you've been married for any period of time, you know it ain't easy. So don't even act like it's all easy. Come on, man, come on, the water's fine. No, when you get in this water, you got to work, man. So, alhamdulillah, and it's beautiful. Because when you understand it, it's like, okay, that's all a part of the mix. So the challenges that go with it. So on the mal, on the idea of mal, sometimes one of the hard things to do with our wives is spend time. We always got something to do. We always got a project we're working on. You know, if I could just have a little more time doing this, I could get further ahead. It's going to be good for all of us. Right? If you've been married long enough, you know, pretty soon she's going to say, you know what? I've heard that before. Come on. Take some time with me, just me. Put that down. Let's do this. I don't know. I got my inside story, but I got to be able to come home tonight. So. I'm going to leave that out. So, I can't say this. It's true. You know, wallahi, wallahi. Y'all heard this. You've heard this. One night, my wife and I, we were having more than a warm discussion about the television program we're going to watch. Yeah, I was feeling a little bit of a delusion about the rights, the natural rights of the remote belong to the man. You know what I'm saying? You just say, hell, I'm the one who decides what we watch. And I caught myself in that moment, you know, just freeze. It's like, you know, the X's and O's like basketball. You know, freeze it right there. So I froze. I'm looking at myself. You the imam. What are you doing arguing about any television program with your wife? Now, in the Nation of Islam, I learned word is bond, bond is life. One of the most valuable things to me in my life has been and continues to be, if I give my word, I keep it. Because a man is no better than his word. If you ever get known to be a liar, if you cannot be trusted, and what you say can't be trusted, the problem. So I made the sacred declaration. I will never decide what the television program is. I will never argue about the remote control. I said this out of my mouth to her. You think you said, oh, no, that's all right. No, she didn't.
Started watching Project Runway and Top Chef. I know more about material than any male should know, right?
But mashallah, excuse me, humor, but the point is that there's things that we think are manly They're not, man. We think we have rights to it, but we don't have rights to those things, and they're not, in the case, just as an example, they're not important enough for you to have a problem. But I really wanted to get to the issue about arguing. Details are coming to this, in this whole conversation later as we go on. But let me say this about arguing, because this is something that will help you today. This will help you today. An argument between married people is not an argument. Stop calling it an argument. I'm going to give you the explanation. It's a negotiation. Whatever it is that you think you're arguing about, somebody got to step out of that argument and say, well, what are we actually having this quote-unquote discussion about? Because there's something that she wants and there's something that you want, speaking from the male perspective, right? Or there's something that he wants and something that you want from the female perspective. Somebody in that interchange has to be able to say and control himself well enough to say, what is it that we're actually talking about? What are we actually negotiating? What is it that she's asking me to give that I seem to be unwilling to give? And what is it that I'm asking her to give that she seems to be unwilling to give? Now you take it off that emotional level and you just try, let's get to the bottom of what is this? So stop calling or seeing it as an argument. It's a negotiation. Just find out what you're negotiating about and then make some decisions about that negotiation. You have to decide about it. Like I say, details are coming to all this as we go on. Okay, and let's move on that. What's the difference between arguing and fighting? Well, I tell you that if you start out looking at the thing that you call an argument, start out looking at it, it's not an argument. It's a negotiation. So that should take, for the one who recognizes that, that should take some of that emotion out of it. This is a negotiation that has gotten to a level of, because of our unconsciousness of this thing as a problem, now it has become, it is symptomatically an argument, but it's only a representation of some underlying problem. So let's get past this conversation here, and let's look under that and see what is it that we're actually, quote unquote, arguing about. All right. So what's the difference between an argument and a fight? It don't have to be a fist fight. You already know you're in left field. That anybody's in the physical state is gone, right? So I'm not talking about that. An argument, as we just talked about, being a negotiation means that there's something that we're trying to accomplish in this, even if either of us is not aware of what it is that we're trying to accomplish. But a fight is whenever anything comes into that conversation that has nothing to do with the negotiation. It's only designed to hurt the other person. That's all it is. If you say anything, and the only aim of your saying that, I just want to hurt you. Well, now is a fight. And that's not good. So you want to avoid that. You, whoever you are, if you're the conscious one, if you're the aware one, if you're the one of taqwa, then you have to take the position that I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight. That's my remote control metaphor. You can fight. I'm not going to fight. Shut it down. From your side, don't join. If you say that, none of y'all had that experience, but so, move on. So, all right. When Allah says, "Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisaa'i bima faḍala Allahu ba'dahum 'ala ba'd wa bima anfaqu min amwalihim," Allah has defined man in relationship to the woman. So when you think about it, let's say it again. Allah, the creator of both of us, of all of us, He has defined the male by his relationship with the woman. Ar-rijalu, walk through the words. Ar-rijalu, the men, that's the what? Mubtada,
right? The Mubtada. Mubtada, that's the subject. What comes next or what has to be a part of? Khabar. Khabar, news. Ar-Rijal Qawwamuna, that's the man, the subject. He's the one that's doing. What is he doing? Qawwam. He is the one that's establishing. They establish. Since it's not complete yet. Men are those who establish. Sentence is not complete. So what's the khabar? They establish who, what, when, where, how. Next word, al-nisa'i. Sentence can stop right there. Huh? Then it begins, then it's jumlatun mufid. It makes sense. Right? Men, ar-rijal, the man, the definite man, ma'rifa, the definite man. No question about this man. The definite man is the one who establishes women. Further detail. Because Allah has favored one. Which one? He's favoring the man. To be able to do what it is that he's supposed to do. If God gives you an obligation, he gives you the wherewithal to fulfill the obligation. Now, we're talking about man in the state of nature. In San Francisco, Oakland, et cetera, in detail, there's a whole lot of stuff. Probably many of our women just might make more money than most of us. I don't get no amen on that, but but as the whole scene upon which this verse is revealed, the circumstance in which this verse revealed the state of women at the time and the state of men at the time relative to the wherewithal and what, relative to what really constitutes establishment, protection, security, resources, etc., is different than the modern time. It doesn't change what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, because in order for us to maintain our manhood, God has said, I have made this the case of nature. Okay, I got to remind myself this is a long subject because I know there are details that come into that. There's a lot of unhappy rich women. There are a lot of unfulfilled rich women. There are a lot of unfulfilled rich property having, asset holding women. And even if such women, as they do, go get another woman because this is what they do, you still got to make the decision who going to be the man, who going to be the woman. I think you don't know now. This is San Francisco Bay Area. Okay. You change one of them consonants and you get what I'm talking about. But let's move on. So I don't want to make a point in concluding this portion of khutbah is Allah, the creator of men and women, has said, man, you want to know who you are? Get you a woman. What the Bible said? Eve was a help meet. Oh, but we follow the Quran. Well, it's still true. Quran corrects that. Because one thing in nature, and she's the reflection of nature, that is the woman, that will make you self-conscious is a woman. What you don't know about yourself, get you a woman. She'll tell you about yourself. Abby, I didn't know that. Well, let me tell you. I got detail. Remember when? You know, it's like, and this is rooted in, forgetting. It seems like she don't forget nothing. You think that's gone. You got an archive. In any case, the point is to understand this is nature. And so God is saying, look, by nature, I have put you in a situation where the best development for yourself is putting yourself in a situation where you have responsibility for woman. And don't try to make the woman all over, because if you make her over, you may very well mess up your own, not may very well, you will mess up your own possibilities for the realization of your own manhood. You want a woman to sit down, shut up, don't bother me, don't ask me nothing, do what I say. She stopped being a woman. If she go with that, she stopped being a woman right there. And you're no longer on the path to development. Obviously, if you go that way, you were never on the path to development. You're just trying to find somebody to shut down and be your slave. And that's not what Allah intends. All right. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined abstract man in his relationship, which means the real man, his man, in relationship to woman, you can't take woman out of the equation and be a man. You gotta accept that. Well, you don't have to. But if you want to grow and evolve and get further, because you're rich. When I said, I'm not talking about dollars and things. That's what the prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not the gold and silver. The wealth, may be reminded from the hadith. It says, the best wealth is a tongue that remembers Allah, a grateful heart, and a believing wife to help you in your faith. So when you take the woman out of the equation, you lose a whole lot. You lose a whole lot.
ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
Well, Allah, give us the excellent things in this world and excellent things in the world to come and save us from the chastisement of the fire. Amen. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah.
Bismillah.
Okay, so inshallah, it's clear that God's man, the one that he created and who he is evolving, who he intends to evolve, to reach a way of living that's in accordance with his intention for him. Allah says, Allah has in such saying, he's saying that you are indeed defined by your relationship to a woman. But likewise, since we're talking about woman as a focus beginning, the abstract woman, God's woman, that is in her reality as from Allah, is also in her relationship to man. So let's look back at the verse. So the verse focused more so on the man. وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. Stop. Man. Now, woman. فَالصَّالِحَاتِ. What's the first? Well, there's many messages that come before, but let's just look at that consonant, that particle. فَ. One letter, one consonant. What it's saying, different translators. One says, so. Another can read it as then. It's called fa'istinafia. It's the resumptive particle, meaning that, okay, going on, carrying forward, continuing. So on the first section, it defined man, abstract man. They're responsible for women. And all the details that we gave over the other seven sections. They're responsible for women. They spend up their wealth. Fact. Huh? Read Surah Baqarah, Surah Duha, and Surah Al-Inshirah. Both of them have that character the character of saying God said, didn't I find you here, didn't I find you there, didn't I find you this, didn't I find you this? Fact. أَلَمْ نَشْرَ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. After saying all this, this happened, that happened, that happened. Fact. Going on. It's talking about a conclusion. Well, you take it several ways. Well, at least two ways. You can read it as an if-then statement in logic. If this, then that. Right? Or you can read it in logic as saying, here's a premise, there's a second premise, here's a conclusion that follows naturally from these two prior premises. A equals B, B equals C, therefore A equals C. That's the natural fallout from those two predicates or those two premises together. So A equals C. Fast, A equals C. God says, you read either way. God says men are the establishers of women. I'll go ahead and state it without detail. The establishers of women, and they spend of their wealth on them. Fact. Fact. Allah didn't start all over and didn't say, wah. He didn't say, wah, as-salihat. He could have said, what a salihat. And no doubt somebody reads it that way, as though God said, what a salihat, according to the Hafizah. No, that's not what God said. He didn't say, what? He said, sir. It means something. This is God talking. Oh, he just missed that part. Yeah, I get it. God, yeah. I got you. No, Allah knew what he was saying. Sister, here come your part. So the righteous woman, and that's really, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, the Quran, the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said of the greatest, of the, it says this world, that is this world, everything in it has entertainments and provisions. Then God says, pardon me, it's the prophet's statement, but I'm sure Allah agrees with him, that the best of the mat'an, the best of the entertainment and provision in the world is marratun salihat. Marratun salihat. A woman who is righteous. In that case, salihat is an adjective. Marrat is the woman. It's just woman. But that's not the provision. Any woman doesn't fulfill that description. Any woman doesn't. So it says marat, that's a woman, but you need that adjective, salihat. The best of entertainment and provision is a righteous woman. Now listen, that's the prophet in hadith. But now this is what God said in the Quran. Fasalihat. I mean, he didn't even say, he didn't say, famarratu salihat. He didn't even bring the whole biological woman thing into the statement, except to put the feminine, the plural feminine, on the end of the word salihat. But you knew it was female. You knew he's talking about the female because it's the logic following the statement. And that if with Allah's help, God, it's the logic of the statement. I thought these are men and these are women. But now, how come God, you didn't say an-nisa', or you didn't say a marrat? You didn't say something that could be taken as an object female. Because I want you, Allah knows best. Because Allah said, I want you to know. If the woman is not righteous, she ain't even a woman. Looking for? What you out there in the bucket of blood looking for? Now see, you might find one who's righteous. He lost just like you. You might find each other. We find in the strangest places.
then what you say to each other, if this is true, let's get the hell out of here. Not for the things that we used to say that for, but say, let's go to the righteousness that we both really stand for. You righteous, you really righteous, really, you ain't really about this. I can tell you ain't about this. And I know I ain't about this. So if you're serious about life, serious about living, serious about making moves, serious about going somewhere, serious about living your life with somebody till the wheels blow out, let's go. I know some of y'all don't talk like that. You can put a koofy on your man, but you can't take the hood out of him. Alhamdulillah. That's a big point. If she's not righteous, she's not even a woman. By God's design, she can have all that ta-ra, ta-ra, ta-ra. And y'all know what I'm talking about. See, we speak that language now. Come on. The language. No, but all I do is require, bro. Right. No. But if she ain't righteous, she's not even a woman. I want you to hold on to that forever. And what does it come out of? It comes out of the logic of what God revealed in the Quran. And my brothers, maybe you know, I don't know, maybe you don't. Mashallah, I've been boyfriend, girlfriend, 11th grade, married, boom. And I thank Allah, alhamdulillah, I don't take it for granted, alhamdulillah. So I ain't been in the market for decades. But I've been in communication with people who are and have been for decades. And so I can state with a certainty that there are some good, righteous women in this community and in communities across the country that are so, so fit and ready to embrace you and cause your seed to manifest what you haven't even imagined you're going to see. But if you're using the Housewives of Atlanta as your standard, come on. And again, there's some pretty ugly women, I'm telling you. Y'all got that, right? Yeah. They pretty ugly. I mean, they have bees by the barrel in their conversation. But let's move on. I'm not that good. Sometimes that stuff can be depressing, man. Because where's the hope? Where's the hope if that becomes the model? 5 minutes. So the woman is also she's also defined in her relationship to the man. But then, okay, so now it's a kind of a chicken and egg question, which comes first, the righteous woman or the righteous man? Who will have to be first? Huh? That's where the deeper aspect comes when we come later. Well, God says, Ya ayyuhan nas taqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatin. We got to go all the way back there. Point is that feminine first. Feminine first. That's the nature of reality. The nature of reality is feminine first. So one of the things that is harming our growth as a society are women who are not righteous women. And men who haven't got that figured out. I don't know if Honey Trap is the label for it or whatever. But it's like it's mythological. It's a mythological story of Sinbad and the sailors. There's the symbol already in that. Look at you got it right. You look at mythology is truth that's not necessarily historical. It's telling you the truth. It's knowledge that has been abstracted and has been embodied in a story to preserve principles and values, which if you understand them and apply them in your life, you can be safe from the harm that it's trying to warn you against. You know, it's like the three little pigs. You know, we don't eat pigs, right? Three little pigs, but, you know, you got the house of straw, the house of wood, right, and then the house of bricks. Which one is the strongest? Bricks. So the message is build your house out of bricks, right? But in the Sinbad story, when they're going to a place, they have the sirens. You know, we have these sirens on the police cars, on the ambulance. Those are sirens, right? You heard the phrase siren song, the siren song. And that's a statement for being seduced away from the right course. And those type of women are called sirens. So, I mean, just everything, the culture tells you, be warned. Man, but she's so woo, woo, woo. You should see them lights and hear that siren, man. And so in the story, the soldiers, the sailors, with Sinbad, they were told, don't listen and don't try to go over where that is. And in order to save themselves, he told them, strap yourself to the masthead. Meaning just put yourself under an unbreakable discipline. So no matter how much they call, you done lock yourself down. Yes, I hear you. And it's kind of humorous, but it's the story of Joseph. Huh? But Zuleika was trying to get Joseph. Yeah, she all squirrels about Joseph. Yeah, okay. All right, come on. Let's have dinner. They came for dinner and said, Joseph, come out here. Joseph came out and said, oh my God. It's like, Joseph is just too much. And you Muslim, man, you should understand that. You might not think you all that in the bag of chips. I know you don't. I know you're very humble about everything. So sometimes you underestimate how attractive you are to the sirens out there. You ain't really trying to do nothing. You're just being yourself. But intelligence, good character, those things are naturally attractive. So when you have beautiful moral display, beautiful spiritual display, you got a spirit that's beautiful. You got a mind that's beautiful. You got a character that's beautiful. You got an attitude that's beautiful. I don't care if you came to the spot on a bike when they see you. Bicycle. I'm talking about the nightclub, right? So I know y'all don't go to nightclubs. I'm running out of stuff, you know, that we don't do. So in terms of that, that becomes attractive. And Joseph, when the woman apologized for putting Joseph in that situation, Joseph said, I don't hold myself to be harmless because I know the dark suggestion that man's soul makes to him. And say, I saw what you were offering, and it was a hell of, this is my word now, it was a hell of an offer. And God says, other woman said, and her device was strong, and she was playing. Come to me, my dear one. And she was a big lady, wasn't no little lady. So, in all the ways I'd imagine. But in any case,
In any case, Joseph said, if it were not for the Burhan, I would have went along with it. Only thing that saved me from what you were offering was what I knew from God, and his offer is a better offer. But if you are tuned in to be able to tune out the siren song, you'll be singing B.B. King type blues before it's over. So may Allah guide us, protect us. My show comes in area. This is the beginning, inshallah. We'll continue next time. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واسرافنا في امرنا واهد اقدامنا وانصرنا من قوم الكافرين. Oh Allah, forgive us our faults and anything we may have done to transgress against our duties. Help us and strengthen us and help us establish our feet firmly and help us against those who stand against faith. ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريات ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يحكم الحساب. Our Lord, make us to keep our prayer and our offspring too. Our Lord, accept our prayer. Our Lord, forgive us our faults and forgive our parents and the believers on the day when your reckoning will be taken. Rabbi ja'alni mukum as-salat min zuriyat rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Rabbana ghafir lana dhunubana wa israfna fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna minal kafirin. O Allah, Allah, give us mates and offspring that will be beautiful in our eyes, and give us the grace to be examples for righteous people. Amen. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for His reminders. Thank you, Allah. I'll just make a couple of announcements so you just know. We have Imam Muhammad's new book. When I say his new book is compiled, edited by Rana Shahid from Conversations with Imam Muhammad, Mythological Concepts, The Burden on America and the West, Musings of Imam W.E. Muhammad. You can get this from Amina in the back. Also, June 12th to the 14th, 2020, we will have the Mali Conference here, inshallah. That's the Muslim American Logic Institute Conference, Quran Conference. And also, Daylight Saving Time ends at 2 a.m. on Sunday, so Jumu'ah will be 12:30, inshallah, next week, 12:30 here, Jumu'ah. Wa akim as-salam. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قالا وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فأوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين أهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. ذكر الله سبحان الله. الحمد لله. الله أكبر. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. تقبل الله. الله يسلمك. الله يسلمك.